You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back in the... We always say we're going to bring you information you can use right away to make money today. Well, gosh darn it, we're going to do that right now with Sandy Abbott. Sandy's the top constant contact person here in town, as far as I'm concerned, and probably as far as constant contact is concerned. Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Love your new digs.
Oh, thank you so much. Wanda likes it, too. She really loves the board. Wanda, how are we doing out here?
So far, excellent.
That's my girl. Now, listen, Sandy, we put out an email. We have an email list. It's pretty clean. We really don't get people to drop out. Once they're on, they typically stay on, so I'd say it's good. It's about 5,500 people now, from what I recall.
A little more.
Okay. And so we sent out an email. We've been clean. We've never sent an email except for the show, a show email, until I switched jobs. And now we sent another email to that list this last week because people wanted to be able to learn about what's going on with Vivian, and they wanted to contribute either positive energy. Some people wanted to contribute some money. Some people were still looking for donors to contribute a kidney. And we'll give out the living donor number all throughout the next half hour at the University of Miami. But what did you notice with the results from this campaign versus our average usual campaign?
Well, you doubled your open rate with this one.
Well, that's
more
Vivian.
Actually.
That's Vivian, not me. She's the best. Well, that's what would make something like that happen?
Well, like you said, people wanted to know about it. We put it in the subject line, and the email was very different. It was not a promotional email. It was a personal appeal from you, and people react to that. It's different.
Well, it was really terrific. I've heard from people I haven't heard from for years. In fact, Vivian and I maybe I don't want to tell that story. That's too personal and private. I almost got too personal and private on the open radio. I didn't want to do that. But we've had donors that have come out of the woodwork, friends that I've known for years that have come out. And by the way, we're not really looking for cash donations. What we're really looking for is to either raise money to help us offset some of the costs we're facing, or we're going to start raising money, and you heard me allude it to Tom Handler a little while before, for indigent kidney care. But right now we're still trying to raise money to help Vivian defray the cost of her kidney transplant. But more than that, we need a donor. A donor does not have to be a perfect match. We'll talk more about that in the next segment. But Sandy, what is it that means when I get an open rate that's bigger and click-throughs? Explain to me what really happened yesterday, because the email's really like a machine.
Well, it all starts, like I've said before, it all starts with the subject line. What you put in the subject line is very important. And we were very direct. It was really an appeal from you. And then when you open the email, there was...
What was the target? What was the subject list?
The subject line that we used was Vivian's battle to find a kidney donor.
Perfect.
Our story.
Perfect. That's perfect. Because that's what it is. It's about finding a donor for us. Everything else is to just help people feel good.
Yeah. And when you see the email on a mobile device, you actually get a little bit more copy. So the first line of copy talked about help my wife find a donor, please. And then dot, dot, dot.
Let
so
me
people
see
were
that.
Like, yeah, check it out on the phone. It's the second one down, I think.
Now where? Oh, wow. That is. That renders just great. That says it all right there. Who doesn't click on that?
And when you do click on it, it's very mobile friendly. We did not make it promotional. It was really what you wanted to say, and some photos of Vivian with the links back to the site, which I understand was very effective.
It was extraordinarily effective. In fact, the site crashed. I don't think it was necessarily us that crashed the site, but it does make for good copy that we say that. But yes, the site crashed. It's back up now. Crashed for a little bit of time on, I guess, Wednesday morning, the day after we sent out the email. I woke up to my text, my phone being full of text. Jim, how come I can't get on the site? Jim, the site is broken. Jim, I want to donate. What can I do? Jim, I have information on a kidney. I went nuts. But the site is up now. And so here's a question I have for you, Sandy. You know, usually I wouldn't send a follow-up email so fast after sending out that appeal email. But since people couldn't take action the next day because the site went down, is it legitimate to resend that email?
Absolutely. And we could even do it where we send it to people that opened, or we can send it just to the people who clicked, because those are the ones that know for a fact the site was down because they clicked on over to the website. So if we send an email like that and we put in the subject line something to the effect that the site is back up now, that is totally legitimate. I mean, this is funny because sometimes we send an email and for whatever reason there's something that's wrong with it, we send out a correction. People usually don't mind that if there's a correction or new information that is necessary. It's not considered spammy.
Okay, well, that's good because I really am very considerate of the audience, of the, I'll call it the community that we've created. I don't want to fatigue them. And I got to believe that you can fatigue people real fast if you keep pounding on them.
Yeah, and that's the beauty about using a service like Constant Contact, because you can tell exactly who was interested, so you don't have to send it to everybody on the list. You can send it to the ones that did click through to go to the website and were not able to, because now those people are interested and you're not fatiguing them. So having that information, being able to see not only how many people clicked, what they clicked on, but who exactly clicked, I can actually go in now, save that list, and send to just that list. It's very surgical.
Wow. Well, we're definitely going to do that. I'm going to want to see that list too. That's the people that really love us. Really love Vivian. I mean, that's another thing, that this is really an outpouring of love that the people have been giving us through this email. I want to thank you so much. Now, I'm easy to create content. It's easy for me to create content. I got great guests. I got the Vivian, this Vivian thing that I'm dealing with. I just changed my job, so I talk about that all the time. But maybe it's not so easy for other people to create content, Sandy. What can people do to come up with some good content?
Well, there's a couple of things. First and foremost, you need to know that people are inundated with a lot of information, so you don't have to write a lot. The less you write, the better. About 20 lines of text is really all you need. Now, as far as what kind of content, there's a lot of ways to find it. First of all, people tell me all the time, oh, I have nothing. Look through your website and see what you have. If you have a frequently asked questions page, that is perfect fodder for content, because you can take the questions that people are normally asking, which obviously is a high interest, and you can convert that into an email very easily. Also, there's a lot of great content already available. If you are shy about writing, you're not a good writer, you can find very good content and actually curate it. It's sort of what you do with a show. You find really good people and then you give them a voice. So people can go online, they can find content that they know as an expert is really good, and then they can share that content. They can add a couple of sentences of their own to say why they think this is so good, and then click through to the content. So you've got other people's content, you've got your frequently asked questions, and you know, it doesn't always have to be something you write. You could actually do a quick video. I have a client who, he's a yacht broker. And so what he does when he has a new listing, he goes on the yacht and he takes a picture, he takes a quick video of the yacht, and then we put the listing information along with the video, and that's the content that we send. So there's different ways that you can approach it.
You know, it's really very cool. You know, I'm going to do a video if you stay and you tape it, I'll do a video of what's going on with Vivian, and then we can put that in the follow-up email maybe. Does that make sense? No, that's what we're going to do then. That's what we're going to do. Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? This is a great segment.
I can take another 2-3 minutes.
Okay, Sandy, why don't you talk about people, how people get a hold of you. You know, you put all these workshops out. Talk a little bit about what you do for people and how people can get in touch with you and how they can get help to improve their business right now by getting in contact with you.
Well, the first thing that I do is I do a lot of workshops. I love teaching. I love encouraging small business owners. So I always have a workshop going on. You can find out about my workshops by visiting my website, which is expressocc.com, expressocc.com, and go over to the workshops. I have one coming up at the end of the month, which I'll be putting up on the site today. And then what I do is what people don't want to do. They don't have the time to come up with the content, to write the email, to put everything together. So they give it to me, and the beauty of it is that it's very turnkey. Once they give it to me, they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to think about it. I meet with them once a month, figure out what they need, and then like magic, the email appears for them to approve. They sign off on it, and it goes off. And they can tell when it's gone out because they get phone calls and they get that little uptick on their website, especially if they're in online retail.
Well, that's very important. You know, there's all kinds of things I just learned from Constant Contact and Facebook because I got the radio show. I learned from that. But there's all kinds of things that people need. People need your help. You can help them make money. You can do that today. You can start their sales increasing today. Again, give them how you get a hold of them because we're almost done. I want them to hear you.
Well, they can call me directly at 305-507-7199. Or they can find me online on Facebook, Twitter, at ExpressoCC, and LinkedIn, Sandy Abbott.
You're all over the place. You're constantly contacting people. I know you. All right, well, we'll be right back after this. I've given a little preview. We're going to give a little update on what's been going on with Vivian. And I want to thank Sandy for being here today and helping us out and helping us show Viv love. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the process.